I look out the wall of glass in front of me, city lights bright against the night sky. My hands above my head press firmly against the glass. As your arms wrap around my waist, pulling me against you. And the feel of your swollen cock pressing against my arms forces me to bite my bottom lip. A whimper of pleasure escapes my lips as you slide a forceful hand into my drenched panties. Your other hand grabs my left breast roughly and then moves around my neck, straightening me up as you push me harder against the large window. All of the lights are on in the flat, illuminating us for the dark world outside. One simple glance up from the street will provide anyone a view of my raised short skirt, my torn white silk blouse, my breast exposed and now firmly pressed into the cold glass, completely on display for all to see, even down to my lace hold-ups and red stilettos. The thought... thoughts as a rush of heat through me, and I can feel my juices begin to trickle down my thighs. The thought of being yours. Yours as people watch is too much. Too much. And with ease, you rip my trench knickers off, tossing them on the floor casually. My bare pussy, now on full display. You palm my glistening cunt roughly and give it a slap. I see a jog approaching below, his dark silhouette stopping abruptly in the glow of the street light. He stares up at me, and I know I should feel embarrassed or shameful. And I delve deep to try to find those feelings, but they aren't there. I'm exactly where I want to be, and I'm exactly who I want to be for you. God. You bend me over again, pulling my arse back into you tightly, quickly reminding me who's in charge. I turn my head, so my cheek rests against the glass as you lift my leg. I let out a gasp as I feel you slide the large head of your cock between my pussy lips. You pull my hair as you thrust in hard and deep. So deep. The sound, the delicious sound of your large dick driving into my sweet, tight cunt. Again and again. It's so good. And I whimper and moan, steadying myself against the window, arms outstretched above my head. And I take in the sight of my bouncing breasts, the delicate fabric no longer able to contain them as they bounce with each fervent thrust. And I close my eyes, feeling myself clench around you.
Oh, yeah.
My pink walls pulling you in deeper, enveloping the length of your cock again and again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you let go of my leg, reach down to my breasts, squeezing them hard as you drive in deeper than any man has ever been. I feel myself on the brink, but I know I must hold back. I know I cannot come until you give me permission. I open my eyes and look down at the street, trying with every fiber of my being not to come. The jogger has now been replaced by a couple walking their little white dog. And though they are looking up at me, I cannot see their faces. All I can see is the form of a man standing behind a woman, his arms wrapped around her front as he massages her breasts. He smiles slightly. It's the idea of anyone receiving delicious sexual pleasure always turns me on. I only get another glimpse of them before they pull out and grab my hair to forcefully guide me down to my knees in front of me. Use your foot to nudge my knees wider, ensuring you a full view of the pussy you just blissfully destroyed. You aim your cock at my full red lips, slapping it playfully on my mouth as I look up at you. Good girl always looks you in the eyes. And I cross my arms behind my back. You smile wickedly and push yourself through my parted lips, grabbing the back of my head with both hands. And then you watch out the window as you begin to fuck my mouth with long, deep strokes. I gag briefly as tears form in my eyes, my throat not quite yet open enough to take you all the way in. Oh, but it will get there, because I can't wait to feel you deep inside my throat. You rasp encouraging words and pull out briefly, leaning down and cupping my chin to give me a luscious tongue kiss before resuming your stance above me, ordering me to rub my clit as I suck your delicious cock. You push back into my mouth, all the way in this time, and I moan, moan loud enough to vibrate through your shaft, all the way through your balls. You pull out, eyeing the wet strands of my saliva firmly attached to the glistening head of your cock, and then push in hard, over and over, grabbing my hair firmly each time. I watch your face scan the street below, a look of smug satisfaction falling on your features, no doubt from the audience that has formed outside. Thought of it excites me. I feel my throat loosen more. I start sucking you harder, causing a loud growl to escape from you. Those growls. Those growls are my weakness. I feel my clit swell even more between my glistening fingers as my sweet juices seep down onto the wood floor. I increase my pace even more, becoming desperate to feel you come down my throat. Using your grip on my hair, I pull my mouth off of you, urging you to stand. And as you let go, you kiss me hard as your hands move to squeeze my breasts, and then lower your mouth to bite at them passionately.
Oh yeah.
Delicious. My head falls back, my eyes close as I grab your hair with my eyes, arching my back into you. Roughly, you pin me against the wall once more, grabbing my arse and spanking each cheek hard, causing them to peek in brightly. And then, bending down, you grab my hands, forcing me to spread my arms wide for you, as your tongue begins to lick.
Oh, God.
My tongue.
Oh, God.
Delicious.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, yeah.
And at the same time,
oh, God.
My fingers delve into my drenched cunt. And my legs go weak for a moment. I press my forehead against the cold glass in effort to steady myself, no longer able to focus on anything other than your skilled tongue working my ass, and your amazing fingers drawing hard into my wet pussy. My body starts to shake, my legs quivering, but I don't want to come like this. Not yet. I want to come with your amazing cock buried deep inside my arms.
Please don't stop.
You sit back calmly, quickly sliding those drenched fingers out of my pussy into my wanted place. And moan loudly again. Start working against the rhythm of her fingers. Oh, but she spanked me once more, hard, and hold her fingers wicked still. Then sliding them out to me completely. I whimper as she ordered me to look at you. And as I turn my head back, my hair a mess over my face, my mouth open wide as I try to catch my breath, I see her face as a mixture of authority and lust, and although I can see a slightly amused smile tugging at your lips, you remind me that you are in charge, and then, and only then, will you give me what I want, what I so desperately need.
Please.
What your princess desperately needs.
Please. Oh, please fuck me. Please fuck me. Fuck my arse. Oh, please. Take it. Pound it with that coarse stick. I want it. Oh, God, I need it. I need to feel you stretch me. Please. Please, baby. I want that cock inside me so bad. Please. I'll be such a good little cum slut for you, I promise. Please. Oh, just fuck me deep in my arse. Oh, please.
Your eyes darken, and you stand up behind me, grasping the curve of my hip in one hand, and aiming your cock with the other as I continue to beg.
Oh, yeah. Please.
My eyes roll back as I feel the thick head nudge at my tiny gasp when you grab both my arms and pull them behind me, using them as leverage as you shove inside me hard and begin pumping frantically, asking me if I love a big cock to my arse as everyone on the street below watches.
Oh God, yes. Oh fuck. I love your cock. Oh, the way you fuck me. I'm yours. All yours. Take me. Oh, fill me. Own me. Oh, just please don't stop fucking me. Please, baby. Please. Your princess needs you to fuck her. Oh, fuck that arse.
Oh, your body slams into me hard again and again. I can tell by your moans are close. As much as I can bear the thought of you stopping this delicious fuck. You know I can't hold back from you much longer. And I don't want to displease you. You scream for me to come. Now. Release my arms. Grabbing my hair tight and pulling my head back as my orgasm hits. Before it ends, you pull out. And force me to turn around on my knees, your hands still firmly gripping my head.
Oh, yeah.
A loud series of heady grunts. Oh, yeah. Thick, long ropes will come shoot to my face and my mouth. The hot, sticky liquid making a mess of me as it slides down my chin and over my heaving breasts as I try to catch some of it with my tongue.
Oh, God, I want to clean you.
Your grip softens slightly in my hair. I gently grab your sensitive shaft. Wrap my lips around the warm, smooth head, engulfing you in my soft mouth. As I revel in the taste of your cock and my arse, the taste is sweet, salty. Oh, delicious. But I quickly feel my desire growing again. My desire to be yours once more. I suck you slowly, lovingly, cleaning every last drop. I'm using my tongue to wash your balls. Before you pull back and drop to your knees. Still panting as you face me. Both of us on display in front of the window. willfully oblivious to anything other than the amazing events that just occurred. You look me in the eyes, then allow your glance to take in the full view of me. Long dark hair, tangled mess. My face smeared, makeup, lipstick, saliva, intercom. My torn blouse. Miniskirts around my waist. The tops of my lace stockings, wet from my own juices. And gently, you cut my face in both hands. Your features softening. A look of love in your eyes. And before pulling me in for a sweet kiss, you whisper, "You have never looked so perfect, my princess."